One of the most emotionally difficult moments in later life is when independence begins to change. A parent who once drove everywhere, managed the home easily, and handled daily life without help may begin to struggle with safety, mobility, or practical tasks. These transitions often involve driving, housing, home safety, and daily routines. Families sometimes avoid these conversations until something goes wrong, but wise families talk about them earlier, gently, and with respect. If you are the parent, this season can feel frightening. Losing independence can feel like losing identity. Many parents worry that if they admit difficulty with driving, mobility, or household management, they will immediately lose control of their lives. If you are the adult child, you may feel the opposite pressure. You may see risks before your parent does. You may worry about accidents, falls, or financial or physical vulnerability. The goal is not control. The goal is safety with dignity. The best conversations about independence happen before crisis forces them. For example, driving is often one of the first areas where families feel tension. Driving represents freedom, but aging can change vision, reaction time, memory, and judgment. When families wait until a crash or near accident, emotions run high and trust may already be strained. Instead, families can start with curiosity rather than accusation. You might say something like, "I've been thinking about how driving changes for many people as they get older. Have you ever thought about what you would want if driving started feeling harder someday? Or if the day ever came when driving became stressful, how would you want us to help?" These kinds of conversations respect the parents' leadership and decision-making while they still have full capacity. Housing transitions can be another sensitive topic. Some parents strongly want to remain in their home. Others quietly feel overwhelmed by maintenance, stairs, or isolation but feel ashamed to admit it. Families may explore options such as safer home modifications, downsizing, living closer to family, senior-friendly, housing-assisted living communities, but these decisions should not be rushed or forced unless safety requires immediate action. For both generations, it helps to remember that aging parents are still whole embodied souls made in the image of God. Their dignity does not disappear because their needs change. At the same time, adult children are not wrong for caring about safety. Watching a parent struggle can be deeply stressful and emotionally confusing. This is where Ministry Science's wisdom becomes important. Aging is not just a physical issue. It is also relational, emotional, spiritual, and practical. Families need patience, humility, and ongoing conversations. If you are the parent, one of the most loving things you can do is talk openly about your preferences before others must guess. Clear communication is a gift to your children. If you are the adult child, one of the most loving things you can do is approach these conversations slowly and respectfully. Your parent is not your project, they are your parent. Ministry leaders, chaplains, and pastoral caregivers should also understand these dynamics. Many families seek guidance from trusted spiritual leaders during seasons of transition. The role of the ministry leader is not to control the outcome, but to help families talk honestly, peacefully, and with wisdom. Scripture reminds us that God's care does not end in old age. "Even to old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you." Isaiah 46:4. Web aging may change independence, but it does not remove God's presence, purpose, or dignity in a person's life. What not to do? Do not wait until a crisis forces the conversation. Do not accuse or shame a parent about declining abilities. Do not treat safety concerns as a power struggle. Do not make decisions about housing or driving secretly. Do not assume that one conversation will settle everything. Instead, families should view these conversations as part of an ongoing journey, one where love, safety, and dignity are held together.